Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Psalms chapter 62. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. I wait quietly before God, for my victory comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress where I will never be shaken. So many enemies against one man, all of them trying to kill me. To them I'm just a broken down wall, or a tottering fence. They plan to topple me from my high position. They delight in telling lies about me. They praise me to my face but curse me in their hearts. Interlude. Let all that I am wait quietly before God, for my hope is in Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress where I will not be shaken. My victory and honor come from God alone. He is my refuge, a rock where no enemy can reach me. O my people, trust in Him at all times. Pour out your heart to Him, for God is our refuge. Interlude. Common people are as worthless as a puff of wind, and the powerful are not what they appear to be. If you weigh them on the scales, together they are lighter than a breath of air. Don't make your living by extortion or put your hope in stealing. And if your wealth increases, don't make it the center of your life. God has spoken plainly, and I have heard it many times. Power, O God, belongs to you. Unfailing love, O Lord, is yours. Surely you repay all people according to what they have done. Once again, that was Psalms chapter 62 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. David hit a low point. He deeply loved people, and the ladies a little too much, but he had gotten to the point where he realized that only God is consistently faithful. David had many enemies trying to kill him. They smiled to his face with daggers in their hearts from what we just read in verse 4. David knew that people, rich or poor, high or low, cannot be consistently counted on. He trusted in the Lord as his rock, and that is what made all the difference in his life. Though experiencing many sorrows, David won many victories. He was a king who grew the faith of his nation, secured the borders, and died in peace. Because he trusted in the Lord more than people, his life and writings changed the world. We all need others we can consistently count on. And we are wired to receive perfect love. Have you lived long enough to realize that others can't love you perfectly and won't be consistent? You are not perfect either. The only solution is to look to the Lord. When we have the perfect faithfulness of God, we can have more grace for the inconsistency of others. Don't look last to the Lord. Build your life on Him first. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. What would it look like for you to look to the Lord first? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.